morning time. New dawn, new day, new start. Start your day afresh with the word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Dunsin H. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, inspired, encouraged, refreshed, replenished, reloaded, and be prepared as you plunged into your new day. God bless you. Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you, dear God, for this beautiful week. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful month, being the seventh month of the year. Father, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blessings over our lives and our loved ones. This morning, Lord, we come just as we are, having nothing to hide. We hereby confess all our sins and iniquities before you. Father, please have mercy upon us, forgive us all in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of atonement, the blood of Jesus, atone for us. And let the efficacy of the blood cleanse our spirits on our body, make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, on a day like this, we apply for grace and capacity to place you in all our ways. We therefore ask that you lead us, guide us, other steps direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations this day in the name of Jesus. Every of our undertaking we commit to your able care today, Lord. Father, please bless and prosper those that are not in any form contrary to your will for us this day in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' name I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Good morning once again. And happy new month to you all. And I pray as God lives and his spirit lives, in this seventh month of the year, the Lord God of perfection shall divinely perfect everything that concerns you and your family in his mercy and favor in the name of Jesus. God bless you. Please kindly join me as I open my Bible to the book of Genesis, the book of the beginning, chapter number 1. God willing, this morning I will be taking from verse number 26 through to verse number 29. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through to verse 29. And I read from the Authorized King James Version of the Bible. And God said, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over everything creeping, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of the tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." Hallelujah. Amen.
Once again, I just want to apologize for the break. I've had a break from Daily Rhema for nothing less than one full month. Yes, the last episode was 1st of June. And I sincerely appreciate those of us that have reached out, especially on WhatsApp, asking why is Daily Rhema not coming again. May God Almighty bless you all in the name of Jesus. I really appreciate you. You know, it means that, you know, we are doing something. I was really, really encouraged by, you know, you sending those messages. May the Lord bless your family in the name of Jesus. So I started a new topic, which I did the first episode, God's royalty. God's royalty. I remember vividly our test from that first episode was in the book of Ephesians chapter number 1 verse 4 to 7. And this morning I am still on it, God's royalty. And I remember telling you, when we are talking about royalty, then we are talking about, you know, we are talking about royal. And when you talk about royal, royal is, you know, having either a status of a king or a queen, or being a prince or a princess. That is just it. You come from royal family. And I said, you know, it's either you are a member of that very royal family. And the royalty is talking about the people that has royal status. Royalty itself is talking about those who carry, you know, the royal status. And this morning I want to talk about, you know, your own reality, my own reality, reality of your status. The reality of your status as man, as a woman, you have a real reality. And that is the reason why I took this very particular, you know, verse of the Bible. This is the beginning of how you and I come to be. This is how we came to be. Verse number 26. And God said, let us create man in our image, after our likeness. God is the king of the whole universe. And you and I are made in his image. This is your reality. You are of God. In fact, in Psalm 82 verse 6 thereabout, the Bible says, ye are gods, all of you are the children of the Most High God. God created us in his image. God created us as God over the realm of the earth. As you know, there is no any king without, you know, dominion. Every king has dominion. That is the reason why God handed over everything he has created on earth into our hands. In verse number 28, the Bible says, God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, be multiply, you know, replenish the earth. And then he said, subdue. You know what it means to subdue? You subdue with power. God gave us power. That is your reality. God gave us power. And he said, have dominion. What does that mean? Absolute authority. That is about authority. God gave us absolute authority. You don't just have power. When you are using power sometimes, and you know, power is using of force, then authority is you getting people to do something without force. That is dominion. Supremacy, sovereignty. God gave us, you know, sovereignty. He gave us dominion. And you know very well, there is no king that without dominion. And there is no dominion without a domain. No dominion without a domain. Now, what do I mean by domain? That is the area of, you know, the area that is that your reign covers, the area that your authority covers, the area that you have power over, the territory given to you to rule over, to govern by God. What is our territory? What is our territory? He said, to have dominion over, number one, the fish of the sea. So we have authority to reign over every realm of the water. Whatever you find in the sea, sea is the mother of all the rivers or the water you can find on earth today. as simple as that. Number two, over the fowl of the earth, that is the realm of the heavens over us, we should have dominion, we should reign and rule over them. And he said, over the cattle and over all the earth and every creepy thing that creepeth upon the earth. This is our reality. But quite unfortunate, today our domain is even the one that is our domain is the one that is dominating us today. Yes, the realm of the water is ruling over us. The powers that being in the water, which supposed to, you know, obey our authority, which we supposed to put under absolute control. The Bible says subdue. We supposed to subdue them. They're supposed to be under our foot. You see, we are to trample under they are to trample them under us. They are the one that rules over us today. The realm of the air. You see, the realm of the air. You see, before any bird fly across your head, especially at this side of the world, you see, people are afraid. The realm of the air. And these are the places that deal with us today. They are the places where the wicked ones, you know, the Satan has his reign, his power settled in the second heaven. This is where most of our prayers has been blocked. This is where most of our blessings have been hijacked. But God gave us power to subdue this realm. This is your reality as a seed of God, as a royal, as a family of God. This is what God has created us to be. But something happened, which I will be going to detail tomorrow, how we lost our, you know, royal status. The reason why we are now being ruled by what we're supposed to be ruling over. The reason why we are not living, you know, in penury. The reason why we are living in fear, perpetual fear on earth, where we're supposed to be reigning. There is no king that is afraid of his domain. Every subject of a king must be afraid of the king. Every subject of a king must be afraid of the prince and the princess, and the princesses, the princes and the princesses of that dominion or that domain or that kingdom. They must be afraid of the queen. See, when I remember mentioning in the episode one that there is no king without there is no royal family without, you know, the honor, the reverence, the fear, you know, ascribed to them. They has a status, and with that status, wherever you find a king, you know that this is a king. Wherever you find a prince, you know that this is a prince or a princess, and you reference them accordingly. You give them their due honor. And this is us today. This is whom we ought to be. Wherever you and I appear, the Bible says we are the light of the world. Wherever we appear, they must see the sign of royalty in us. But quite unfortunate, that sign is outrightly lost. But glory be to God. When you see this, the book of Ephesians that we read the first episode, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4 to 7. The Bible makes us to understand God has predestinated us. He has predestinated us to be like that. Even before the foundation of the world, God created us. He has this mind that I am coming to create those who are going to rule over the world, and they will be in my likeness. They will be in my image. They will have my status. And when you read this chapter number 2 of this same Genesis, and you see number verse 19 and verse number 20, as I round it up, the Bible make it clear that out of the ground, God formed every other creature thing, every other, you know, creatures, or the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, God created them. And verse 20, to be precise, the Bible said in verse 20, and Adam, God brought them, okay, in that verse 19, the Bible said, and God brought them all unto to Adam, for him to name them. Say, whatever the name Adam called them, that was the name until today. That was the name until today. And Adam gave them their names. Adam gave them their names without any error, without mistakes. Can you see? That is the status that God created for you and I. Adam performed. God was watching. The Bible said to see. That is the point I want you to see there. Said God brought them to Adam to see what he will call them. That is to say, God now perch was watching, looking at what his image that he has created. He wanted to see how much, you know, wanted to see how the performance of the investment he has just invested so much in. And guess what? God was not disappointed by the performance of Adam. He performed excellently. That is the reason why the name he called that same day, thousands of years ago, still remained the same name we are calling those things today. This is the reality of our status. Bow down your head. Talk to God. This morning, what we want to say is, Lord, thank you for creating me in your image. Don't bother. Don't even bother. You've lost that status. No doubt about it. We've lost it, no doubt. Tomorrow we get there. But today, thank God that, Lord, I thank you for creating me in your image. Thank you, dear God. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. For contact, you can reach out to me through the emails, johnsonayojulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@tableofgodsgrace.org. You can also reach out through any of my lines. You can reach out to me through +233 202 749 915 or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this very wonderful day in all ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. God bless you. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing.